Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm Bebop Robomogu Huanatron, and with me as always is my assistant, my vice robot, my tiny little helper, Jonahan Cheeseburger. Hey, Mr. Cheese.
Okay, wait a second. I am your helper, and I'm Mr. Cheese?
Jonathan, let's not argue. Come on. This is a fun occasion.
You're right. I agree. It's a fun occasion, but Bebop, I don't really like...
Jonathan, I wanted to lead off this show today because I wanted to say I miss you so much.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet, Bebop. You know, I see you all the time.
Not you, Hammy. I'm talking to the audience now. Listeners, it feels like 50 years since we last did an episode for you.
I know. I agree. I miss the listeners as well. I miss being on the microphone with you, and I miss Griffin being on the microphone with us as well.
So, that's it for me. I just wanted to say hi to all the listeners, tell you all that I miss you very much, and I want to call you Mr. Cheese, my vice robot. That's about it.
Hold on a second, Bebop. We're going to do this short bonus episode because we miss our audience so much, and we don't want them to forget about us, and we've received a couple of emails that, frankly, surprised me and made me realize I have been slacking in my duties.
News flash.
I know. But listen, we heard from Julian, who's 10, from Eugene, Oregon, and Ethan, who's 5, from Seattle, Washington. They both wanted to hear another robot roll call. And we haven't done a robot roll call since, like, episode 7 of the first season, the entire show. What's wrong with me?
Oh, I could tell you. You're forgetful. You wear the same hoodie almost every day. You're nearly 40 years old and you still like Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. That's enough, Bebop. I meant, what's wrong with me that I haven't done another robot roll call?
Oh, yeah. Why haven't you? Robot roll call, robot roll call, robot roll call.
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
Robot roll call, 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 robot roll call.
All right, here we go. Okay, let me pull up the famous Marlowe 280 Interplanetary Exploratory
Space Station Communicator. Yes.
Oh, right. Thanks for that. Who are you again? Let's see. It says here you are the White Robot.
That's right. White Robot. Oh dear, we're going to be late.
Oh, I get it. From Alice in Wonderland, right? By Lewis Carroll?
Yes, but I gotta go. I can't talk to you any longer.
Okay. Yeesh. Why is that guy always in a hurry? All right. Moving on.
Who are you?
Oh, hi. I'm Jonathan. Some people call me Jonahan.
You cannot be here, Hamwise. From here, I must go alone.
Okay, but we're not really going anywhere.
It is too dangerous, my good friend, Hamwise. I must bear this tremendous burden that I really wish I didn't have, but no one gave me a choice, so...
Oh, I get it. I know who you are. Frodo, right? From the Lord of the Rings, you must be Frodo Botkins.
Yes, and now I am gone.
I know you're still there.
No, I'm not.
Look, I saw you slip the ring on your finger to turn invisible.
No, you didn't.
Can you just take it off for a second, please?
Now you see me? Now you don't. Now you see me? Now you don't.
Okay, I think the power from the ring has gone to your head a little bit. Let's see who's next here.
Well, if it isn't a little frog snapper flizzing about.
What?
I say, have you drank Friggle Snipper or Snazzlewobby around here?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying.
It's Slicumphus Flamizzle, I say.
Oh, yep, I get it. You're the Bod FG, like the BFG.
The one and lonesome Puffinus.
Okay, I can't understand anything that you're saying, but best of luck to you, you giant, crazy robot.
It is I! Here, once again. You thought you were done with me, but I stand before you, masked, ready to seek my revenge. Before you even realize who I am, I will have you floored, you little barnacle.
Hookbot, right? It's you again, isn't it, Hookbot? I see the bandana you have on your face, but...
How did you know?
Well, for starters, you're the only robot who ever threatens me.
Well, this is not the last you've seen of me.
I think it is, actually.
No, it's not, and that is called foreshadowing.
Nope, you're not showing up in the story. Sorry, no foreshadowing for you. Okay, well, maybe we should stop there. Oh, wait. Who's this? I'm sorry. It doesn't have your name there. Who are you? I'm sorry. I can't make out what you're saying. Okay. Let's turn off the communicator. Whew. I don't know who that last guy was, Bebop.
Well, last time didn't Voltronic Zoo come on?
Yeah, you're right. So wait, you think that last robot might be something coming up in the next season?
Maybe.
I hope not. It was kind of scary.
Yes, it was, Jonathan, but the good news is that before we find out what that thing was, we have a whole season of Bebop Tales to thrill us to no end.
That's right, Bebop. The first week of February, but wait a second. You're not worried about what's going to happen in the next season of Finn?
My philosophy, Jonathan, is... Why think about and worry about and plan for something right now when you can let it sneak up on you and scare the Oreos out of you later?
All right. Well, that's one approach for sure. Well, I want to say thanks to Ethan and Julian for the robot roll call request. And we'll see you all soon for our first episode of Bebop Tales and our promised big announcement. One last thing that I do want to say to you before I go. We're launching some new shows in the next couple of months. And I'm launching a brand new newsletter that's going to have all sorts of stuff in it, like book recommendations, podcast recommendations, puzzles, jokes, and whatever else I can think of. It's only going to be monthly at first, so if you sign up, you won't suddenly get a deluge of emails. And this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. Before I started doing this show, I was an arts and culture journalist, and I edited a parenting and kids magazine, so... This is sort of my way of getting back into doing some of that stuff, and it's free, so you can go to our site at fincaspian.com/contact, sign up on that page, there's a link in the show notes, and I think that's it, right, Bebop?
See you in 2 weeks for Bebop Tales, breaking robots out of warlock jails, Bebop Tales.
Bye, everybody.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all, the unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they tracked down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.